Thank you.
Hey, hello. Thanks for holding. Am I speaking with Eric?
Correct. How's it going, sir?
Doing pretty good, Eric. How's your Friday going so far?
busy.
I get it, man. I definitely get it. So I won't take up too much of your time. I know you're probably out and about. You might be on the job site right now, and we're just calling you. And, you know, so probably, you know, kind of explain to you as far as what we do. We help, you know, small, medium-sized businesses, you know, grow their lead list by getting you on your first page of Google where people are searching for, you know, certain keywords or phrases, you know, things that they need. And, you know, if it's something as far as roofing that you do or, you know, rehabbing houses, bathroom remodels, we put, you know, that information onto your profile so you can actually get, you know, found when someone's searching for those particular keywords or phrases. You know, also we help you put, get you on 65 local directories such as Kudzu, Yelp, Chamber of Commerce, White Pages. We go through and make sure that your profile is up to date across the board. Cause again, that, you know, Google looks for that when they're, you know, moving companies up on the first page and getting you up there. But it also gives you greater gives customers greater visibility to, you know, potentially, you know, booking with your services by, you know, channeling over to the website, you know, or contacting you directly. We get you a, you know, a local splash app just in case you want a, you know, a Google number for people to call you. You can record the calls, track your analytics, and, you know, track the leads also that's coming in. And we also give you a customized dashboard as well. So you can track your potential leads that, you know, that come in to you and see if, you know, if you wanted to adjust your marketing budget or, you know, target your marketing somewhere else in another, you know, particular area. So that's a little bit about what we, you know, also do, and we can help with, you know, if you're running any type of Facebook or Instagram pages, you know, we can run your Facebook ads for you, and get you found out, you know, 50 mile radius, and we, you know, again, we can run it per demographics, like if you want to target a certain age range or, you know, a certain zip code or location and everything. So, you know, we kind of just take all that back end stuff off of your plate, so, and, you know, manage everything for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where do you, are you still working with HomeAdvisor right now, or where are you actually getting all your leads from?
Different sources, but yeah, I still technically still with them. I just have them pause for the time being. I just find that their service is mediocre. I have gotten the majority of leads through them are pretty bogus. So, you know, trying to see where I can, you know, maximize my money and my investment, you know.
Exactly. Correct. You know, because, you know, again, you know, it's not knocking HomeAdvisor or Angie's List. Everyone kind of knows their, you know, their business model. You know, they're going to basically be the middleman, bring you leads in from Google, charge you guys for them, even if you don't get the, you know, you don't actually get the deal or the lead, right? And, you know, so they're going to still charge you, which is, some people don't have a problem with it. Other people, you know, they do, you know, so. Again, you know, it's definitely trying to cut that middleman out so you can get your leads directly sent to you. And, you know, most of our customers, you know, they see a increase in their, you know, their leads coming in within the 60-day time frame. They usually see about 10 to 20% increase in leads, you know, sent to them. We don't do any contracts either. We are month to month because we want to, you know, make sure that we earn your business and show that, you know, we're worth, you know, the money that you're paying out. Because again, like you said, you know, if you're paying out money, you're going to expect, you know, some results. And if it's mediocre, again, you know, it's like, I don't want to, you know, continue pumping money into something that's not working for us. So that's something. And, you know, we can also do pausing. You know, if it's like, hey, I'm getting too many leads right now and I want to pause it, you had an option to do that as well, or, you know, cancel the services out. So. Yeah, and, yeah, just to tell you a little bit about the pricing, too, you know, we have two, you know, particular packages that I think, you know, would probably suit you, you know, depending on how far you actually want to go out. So we have the Facebook package bundled with the local, getting you on a local map and everything that I've mentioned, and $100 of this program, it's $249 a month, But $100 of that goes to your Facebook ads. And again, we can tailor the ads how you want them and to, you know, run. And if you want to target certain locations or areas, you know, we can do that. And if you don't have to use the full $100 of that budget monthly, it will roll over to the following month. And that will can get you out to a 50-mile radius. And then we have our, you know, local package, which is $149 a month. And that one will get you a search radius of about 10 to 15 miles as far as people searching in your area from, you know, from your actual physical address. And so that one, you know, and again, you're in a pretty populated area. So, you know, you still have access to, you know, maybe a couple hundred thousand people within a 10 to 15 mile radius, you know. And again, everything, you know, I mentioned that we would do for you is the same. It's just mine is the Facebook ads, and that one is $149 a month, you know, monthly.
Okay. So the first one, I'm sorry, I'm trying to multitask here.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine.
First package was how much was that?
That one was $249 a month. And since we, you know, established a business discount, because usually that package is $449 a month, I can go ahead and put a discount in there and get you down to $249. And, you know, our thing is that's $249. We're not going to charge you per any extra additional leads or taxes or any other fees. Once you're locked into that agreement amount, you know, that's what you're going to pay. And, it, you know, and it, if you decide you wanted to scale down, like maybe you wanted to start at $249 and try the Facebook ads and the marketing, you know, and if you say, hey, I don't really want to do that too much, you know, let me just go ahead and go down to the previous package, the $149, you always can also, you know, downsize and go down, you know, a package as well.
Okay. Now, so how do the Facebook ads work? I'm pretty much a novice when it comes to that.
No worries. Yeah, so with the Facebook ads, right? So I see you have looks like you have an Instagram and Facebook page right now.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. So basically, and you know, Meta, Facebook, they own, you know, Instagram too. So if you actually go into your Facebook page and you log in and you set up your business page, you know, it's an option for you to go into your Meta suite, which is, you know,
are you still there?
Going to be linked with that. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you broke out on me the first part that you were saying. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries, Eric. Sorry about that. Yeah, so once you go into the Meta suite, you would just basically add us on as like an authorized, you know, contact to, you know, run ads into your Meta suite. And so we would go into your Meta suite and just set up the ad sets. And it's different ways that you can tailor your ads when you're running in Facebook. Again, we can do it per demographic. So let's say if you say, okay, you know, I want to target, you know, Rockford, or I want to go to Naperville, or, you know, one of those other areas, we can target those particular areas. And if, let's say if you want to do it by demographics, let's say, okay, you know, kids that's 20 to 30 or 20 to 35 probably aren't going to own the house and look for restoration or, you know, roofing services. So, you know, we can set it up from, you know, maybe you say age 35 or 40 up to 65 or 70 or something like that. And so we can target certain demographics within the ad set for you to, you know, for those people to come up. And, you know, everyone goes on Facebook or, you know, Google to search something, right? So we know if someone Googles roofing or siding or, you know, whatever, bathroom remodel, then all of a sudden once you log in your Facebook or Instagram or something, or you're searching on a web page, you're going to start seeing these companies pop up, right? Oh, okay, well, I see somebody with bathroom remodels. So basically, you know, it's just an extra way and, you know, a really a cheaper way, because the average Facebook ad set usually is only about 50 cents per click for people that's, you know, actually searching for your services and they click on your ad, versus, Google ads are going to run you about $12 per click. So you get the bang for your buck out of Instagram and Facebook, and you can stretch your money a little bit further and, you know, get more contacts, you know?
Now, let me ask you this. Sorry to interrupt you.
You're good.
I have to set up these ads myself, or do you guys have a template, or how does that work?
Our back office team does it. So we have a back office team that they will set everything up. So they handle everything for you, and they would just, like, if it's certain, let's say you want to run certain ads, you want to put maybe your logo up, or you want to put certain pictures up, or, you know, however you, if it's, you know, specific ways or wording or something that you want to put in the ad, then you just let them know, but they will go ahead and set up the ads and run everything for you. So we take all that, you know, all of that off your plate. And so you don't have to worry about running the ads or following the template or anything like that. We handle that all from our end.
Mm-hmm. And the only thing I'm responsible is paying whatever they charge me to run those ads, correct?
We're gonna devote $100 again, because that package is $249. So $100 of that package automatically goes to your Facebook ads and funding your Facebook ads. And so we can set the threshold at $100. So if you say, okay, let's go ahead and just run this $400 this month, and I want to, you know, get these ads, you know, moving, then we'll go ahead and run them for you. If you say, hey, let's just do $50 right now, they can go ahead and, you know, change the threshold. And again, if you use only $50 of $100 each month, then it's going to roll over to your following month also. So you don't have to use the whole amount, but you have it there available, but it's already preset and determined for you, you know, through this package right here.
Now I have a question. Now let's see, is there a possibility to go over that threshold, or does that automatically stop that, or how does that work?
No, once the threshold is set on Facebook ads, and if it's set at $100, once it caps out at that $100, it's not going to run any more ads. So, you know, if you leave it up, you know, of course, if you leave it open and you just say, hey, unlimited or whatever, 1,000, because I think sometimes it defaults to maybe like $500 or $250 or something in there. So we won't, you know, we automatically change that. So it's automatically set at $100 for the threshold. So, you won't get any surprises like, oh, crap, you know, it's $300 extra dollars in here. Nah, we won't do that for you. So,
all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity, and I know it was mentioned, because again, us being a Google Premier partner, we can't, once we fill a certain position in a location, we can't actually go to one of your other competitors and sign them up, because Google, per their guidelines of what we do, we can't actually sell another position to anyone within, you know, a certain mile radius to your location. So you also don't have to worry about us, you know, bringing in your competitors, and then you all are basically fighting on for the same lead. So yeah, we don't do that either.
Okay. All right. So, you said there's no commitment, and, it's no contract. And how do I, let's say I'm not satisfied or whatever reason, I want to cancel, who do I call? How do I go about?
Yeah, no worries. So, yeah, we have an email to our back office customer service team, or you can actually call us at our 877 number. And if you decide, hey, you know, I want to go ahead and pause it for this month, or, you know, maybe job is kind of slowing down for you, and say, hey, you know, let me pause it for a month or two and then pick back up, or you want to cancel, again, you can email us and or either call that 1-877 number. But we have everything also in writing. So, you know, and it's actually voice verification. So if you say, hey, Manny, let's go ahead and, you know, give it a shot today, get everything set up, I do a voice verification. Our call is recorded, and also I send you out everything in details, and, you know, and everything is documented also. So, you know, we're not pulling a fast one. We've been in business December will be 18 years that we've been, you know, a Google Premier partner and actually, you know, offering these particular services. So we are definitely here for the long run. And again, I think, you know, you definitely will be happy with the leads that you get coming in because, again, we usually see an average of 10 to 20% increase in leads, lead generation for our clients once they sign up within that 60-day, 60-day mark.
Okay. So just, I always like to be clear. So let's say if I move forward with this today, you guys are going to send me all kinds of emails and stuff, and there'll be, contact information from you guys. Like, for instance, if I wanted to cancel or pause, all that stuff would be in these emails or whatnot.
Everything is in the emails. And actually what I could do is I can send you a text message real quick. So I sent you one text message to the number that I think you're on, the 4780 number. So I sent that one, has my information, and we actually also have a cool little YouTube video that, you know, if you want to take a look at it anytime. But that actually kind of gives an example of our dashboard and analytics and how kind of things work on the back end. But, you know, that's just examples for, you know, things that we have. But, yeah, everything that we, you know, talk about in pricing and, you know, line by line, as far as everything that we promise that we're going to work on, we put that in writing, and everything is emailed over to you, you know, once we go ahead and process everything. So, yeah, so I think, I think it's a great opportunity, man. So what are you thinking? You think you want to go ahead and give us a try and, you know, see how things go?
I think I can give it a try and see if my card works here.
Eric, man, you doing big jobs here, man. I know you're getting money. Tell me, what's your if you're doing rehabs, do you deal with a lot of rehabbers or any type of like whole home rehabbing and stuff?
I do a little bit of everything. My bread and butter is like the roofing and siding, but I do interior work, whatever. Right now, I'm sticking mostly to exterior work. Workers are hard to come by, so I do a little interior here. But yeah, I got guys to do a little bit of everything, so pretty good, pretty covered.
Gotcha. Okay. So what's your price going now for roofing? Like, is it you're probably around about $60 to $70 a square?
Square for a retail job?
Yeah, for retail jobs.
Oh, they're about $500 a square for a retail job.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, so look, because me and my wife, we own our own rehab company in Atlanta. And, you know, we haven't done a rehab in, like, this year, so we just, you know, we hold, rentals and, you know, but, yeah, like, so our price before, when we were doing roofs before COVID happened, it was probably about $80 to $90 a square that we were doing, so it wasn't too bad, and, you know, we had our contractors in-house right now, but, you know, of course, they moved on to other jobs, but, we feel the same thing you're talking about, man, because, you know, my main GC, he has so many issues, you know, just trying to keep guys around because, you know, everyone's looking for quality work, and people were paying like, hey, man, if you come over here, I'll pay you $200 or $300 a day. And, you know, it's just crazy trying to keep you. Exactly. It's wild. So how many guys do you have on your crew right now that's actually sticking around with you?
I got two crews right now. Each crew has five guys, and I got, three crews, two roofing and one siding, but they all have five guys on each crew, so.
Okay.
It's tough, but, I make it work.
I get it. I definitely get it. It's cool, man. Congrats on the work and, you know, keeping everybody, you know, moving. Because what's some of, like, your goals going forward with the company? Are you trying to, like, really just, you know, grow it a little bit more and kind of step back into more of a manager role? Or are you just kind of, you like doing the work yourself, too, out there with the guys?
Well, no, I'm just trying to make it grow right now, man. My body's too beat up, man. I've grown up man, doing all kinds. I've been in all the trades and done a little bit of everything and done roofing, done siding, and now it's just time to sit back and try to make kind of, I'd rather deal with the madness of trying to juggle everything than actually do the work, man, because that is hard work, man.
It is, man. I'm telling you, it is. I mean, seeing guys, man, going up and down the ladders and you carrying, you know, packages 30, 40, 50 pounds, and then, you know, you throw in a whole bunch of sheetrock and everything around. It's a rough business. It's a rough business.
Yeah, when you're dealing with the elements, you got that sun beating on you, and then if you're on a steep roof on top of that, you're worried about your life, and it's not easy, man.
No, it's not. It's not, and I commend anybody that does it, man. You know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of kids today, they don't really, you know, want to get into, like, the hard work and manual labor and everything. It's just like, hey, I want to just sit back and make Instagram or, you know, Facebook money and, you know, easy. But it's, you know, hopefully schools and, you know, technical colleges put a little bit more, you know, effort into promoting, you know, the blue-collar labor work, because it's so much out there and people can make so much money, but, you know, a lot of these young kids are just scared of hard work now, you know.
Want to put in the work, man, and, you know, and of course it sucks because you got to put in the work, man. You can't, I mean, you're not going to make it overnight, right? You got to work hard and little by little build yourself up, and some people don't want to put in that hard work, right? They want to be rich from day one, right? It doesn't
exactly
work that way.
Yep, just wake up and say, hey, here go $1 million, $2 million, here you go, just go live your life. But yeah, you know, hopefully things start changing around, because it's definitely going to be a shortage of service-based workers when it comes to, you know, even HVAC, electrical. Like, I tried to tell one of my good friends, you know, her son still doesn't know what he wants to do. He's like 22, 23. And I was like, you know, give him some time. But, you know, I was like, he can go to, you know, the local IBEW, sign up to be an apprentice, you know, and learn electrician and plumbing and stuff, you know. Like, but, again, I don't think he wants to do it.
And the main requirement, besides having, you know, a little common sense, is just show up to work, man. As long as you show up to work, you'll usually be all right in the trades, man. That's the number one requirement.
Yep. Exactly. That is true. You got to show up for work. You can't just like, I don't think I want to come today because it's just too cold. You know, it's like, nah, you need to come in. You come in.
I made $1,000, man. I made $1,000 that last week, so this week I can take it off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and go party. Like, nah, we can't do that. exactly, right? So I'm gonna get a little information from you so I can get your profile built out. Your email address, I saw on your website, do you want me to put down the Midwest Elite Restoration@gmail.com?
Yes, that would be the best.
Okay. All right. And Eric, what's your last name?
My last name is Alonso. That's A-L-O-N-S-O.
S-O? Okay. All right. Got you here. And your address where you're operating out of, is it 657 Fieldcrest Drive, Unit A?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Got that. And let me go ahead and put this down. Eric, do you want anybody else to be authorized, like a wife or business partner or anything, to, you know, call in and make changes or anything?
Yeah, my wife.
Okay. All right. And what's her name?
Her name, I'll spell it for you. It's YARITZA.
Okay. All right. So, and put her down here.
Do you need her last name too, or no? Different last name.
Oh, different last name. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I actually assumed it was going to be the same.
take on my last name.
All right. What's her last name?
She's a strong woman. That's why I'm with her. That's B-O-N-I-L-L-A. That's why I'm with her, man. She keeps me in line.
Hey, I get you. No worries. My wife does the same to me. So, and look, and as long as they're making us better men, that's what counts, right?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm not the same guy I was 10 years ago, and I owe a great deal of that to her, man. So.
Definitely. That's the same for me. You know, like, I was 10 years ago, I was running the streets, having a good time, partying, and... You know, riding my motorcycle, going 180 miles an hour, running from the police, but, you know, but, yep, I had to slow
that
all the way.
That sounds too familiar.
Yep, and I was so sad to, you know, sell my bike, but I knew I was getting up in age, because I'll be 43 this year, and I'm like, I just can't. Yeah. Every time I get off I had a Gixxer 1000. And it was just like, man, having a sport bike. But, you know, after about 30 or 45 minutes, I'm riding and we stop. I'd be like, oh, man, I got to get off and stretch my legs and my back. I'm like, yeah, I'm not set up for this anymore.
That's a good sport. Yeah, I made a compromise with life. I actually got a cruiser. And, you know, I got to take her with me and I can't go over 60 miles per hour. So.
Hey, no problem with that. So my wife, she would ride with me every now and then, but, you know, she understood, like, that was just my time with my guys, but I didn't mind taking her for a ride. But she, you know, she still liked to go fast. She, when I get up to 100, I might get her up to about 120, 130, and she all right, but, you know, I wouldn't push it past that. She was a little daredevil, too, so, you know, I was like, okay, cool.
That's good, yeah. Mine, too, to a certain degree. Yeah, you know, I can't go too fast on my cruiser anyhow, so it works out, man. Yeah,
exactly.
I can't. I used to love my cross truck, and I never had nothing too fast, neither. I think I had a R1, but, you know.
R1 is a no punk. That's a fast bike, too.
That's all right, but I was... You know what? I'm not going to lie. I was the one in the pack, the end of the pack. All my friends were going 160, 100, you know, 100 and something, and I was in the back going 70, 80 miles per hour.
Look, my first bike was I had a Gixxer 600, and so my buddies, they really didn't tell me too much. It was like, yeah, man, just go get a bike. And I was like, all right. So I think when I turned 27 or 28, I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get a bike. And so nobody told me, ah, man, don't get a 600. So I was, you know, one night we were out, police got behind us. It, you know, I didn't do anything, so I was just riding and cruising, and I see them take off, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, well, let me take off too. And the bike wouldn't go over like 140. I said, oh, and they were still full of their head. I said, y'all can't leave me. What happened? They were like, man, you should have got a 600. Now y'all tell me y'all get a 600, right? So I went about four or five months later, I went and traded that bike in and got my 1000. I was like, nope.
Okay, yeah. Well, I had a couple of R6s too. They were nice beginner bikes, right? You know, you know, like you said, man. You can't keep up with the rest of the guys on one of those.
yep. But, hey, you know, and I always tell people, man, just ride within your abilities. Don't do anything extra because, you know, it's funny, a lot of guys are like, man, you never fell off your bike? I was like, no. You know, like, I'm not trying to, you know, impress anybody. I'm going to ride within my boundaries, and I know what I can do, you know, and so I wasn't good at popping the clutch and doing wheelies, you know, I might hit it a little bit and give it a little extra gas, but it wasn't my lane, so, you know, I didn't want to end up on my back. It's like, nah.
You remind me a lot of myself, man. Yeah, I have buddies doing wheelies, all kinds of tricks. I'm like, okay, my fat ass isn't going to...
Nah, I feel you, man. I feel you. Like, so, hey, it's all good. But, you know, again, we had you have fun, you get it out your system, and you know, now you just, you know, you just cruise, enjoy the sights, and you look around, you're like, oh, I didn't notice that over there, you know, so you start noticing stuff, so it, life starts slowing down, but in a good way. Once you start, you know, having conversations and things you like, you just, you know, you get away from it. But I'm just typing up some of your stuff. I took a listing of things that you did from your website and put it under services you offer. So I did like the roof assessment, repair, restoration, gutter cleaning, the repitching, the window replacement installation, and I did the commercial and residential remodeling. Is there anything else?
Do me a favor. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that one more time? I apologize.
You're good, brother. You're good. So I just took the stuff that I saw on your website and, like, you know, services, and I saw, like, you know, the gutter cleaning, roof inspection, repitching, you know, nailing gutters and fascia board, window replacement, commercial remodeling. So I took, you know, all your listings and put it under there. So is it anything that you want to add on there or take off?
Can you take off gutter cleaning?
Okay.
And you do have roofing on there, right? Roofing?
Yeah, I have roof assessments, repair, restoration, roof inspection also. You know, so anything else that you want to take off of there?
Repeat it one more time.
You're fine. So I got I got leak investigations, roof assessments, repair and restoration, roof inspection, repitching or restructuring gutters, checking for loose downspouts, gutters, missing parts, leaking, nailing rain gutter to a fascia board. It's sagging, pulling away. I got siding install and repairs, window repair and installation, and commercial and residential remodeling.
Okay, you could take off that gutter something. There was something with gutters there.
Like checking for loose downspouts, gutters, missing parts, leaking.
Yeah, take all that off.
Yeah. Okay.
Gutter siding. You could put flat roofing.
Okay. Gotcha there. And we got you with your website. And do you want the call tracking app that gives you that free Google number so you can track your leads that's coming in? And it also gives you the ability to record calls just in case, you know, you're busy and you don't have time to give an estimate or, you know, pull over or whatever. It's a free, you know, it's a free option. If you want it, cool. If not, you know, no worries either.
So they would only call that number any leads then, or instead of calling my direct number?
So you can route it to your direct number, or you can use it as, you know, a option as well. So, I mean, it's either one. You can either, you know, have the calls forwarded over to your main one, or you can just leave it as is and just have a secondary phone number. So, you know, but it's just an option. But if you don't want it, it's cool. We can leave it off.
Yeah, I think no. I mean, it is a nice feature, but I just got so much going on.
Okay.
I'd rather just have a direct my number. Yeah, it'd be nice to really track all this stuff, but I usually ask my homeowners too where they're.
Okay.
Where they got, you know, where they.
Okay. Cool. No worries at all. No worries. Do you have you can give me the target, you know, cities or counties or zip codes right now, but if you don't have them right now, I can just, you know, when we schedule your call time with the onboarding team, you know, they can get them more if you want to research them. But if you have any, like, targeted cities or, you know, zip codes or anything that you could think of right now, I can put it in the list.
I do have some right now off the bat, actually.
Okay.
60177.
Mm-hmm.
60010.
10. Okay.
Hold on, I have one here. 60156.
60156. Okay.
And I'm actually going to search one real quick. It should take me
No, take your time. Take your time.
And I think these should be the last one. Would be 60. Did I give you 60510?
Let's see. Yeah. No, I don't have that one. No. You said, hold on, 60510?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave me that one. Yep.
Okay. 60539.
39. Okay.
There you go. This last one, right here. Take me a second. 60538.
538. Okay. Got that one. Okay. Good deal. Okay. And let's see. You got your hours of operation here.
Oh, can you add one more to that? I'm sorry, two more.
Yeah, no worries, man. Let me get back to that screen here, and we can go ahead and put them on here. Okay, what's those two other ones you have?
It's gonna they're just one digit off. It's 60123 and 60124.
Okay.
60123 and 60124.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, we got that. I got you added here. And your operating times are, you got Friday 8 to 5, and then Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that still good, or you want me to change them up for you?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so I think I got everything here. And let me see, get to this screen here. And save. Okay. And let me create this package for you. Okay. All right, Eric, almost done. I'm just setting up your package, and let's see here. And for your onboarding appointment for our onboarding team to contact you, between Monday and Wednesday, what's some good times that you have available, you know, so I can look on the calendar so we can get you booked for your onboarding call. And usually the call is about, they say set aside an hour, but usually most people are done between about 20 to 30 minutes or so. So.
Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday, sometime around 10 in the morning, I'd be, you know, from there on, I'd be
okay.
Available.
Okay. Yeah. Let me take a look here for you. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, we do have that. So let me put you on the schedule for that day and time here. Billings. almost done here. Just putting these notes in here for the onboarding team. And let me go get your email address. You a big Bears fan?
You know what, man? I don't watch sports anymore. I used to be a Bears fan, and they were just horrible. And then, you know, too busy running the company. So, man, I don't have time. All my guys are, man, they watch sports religiously. I don't anymore, man. But I used to be into it big time. But, you know,
grow
up and don't have too much time for that. But, yeah, I used to like the Bears, man.
Hey, I feel you. I understand. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of like that for me. Like, the last few years, you know, just find so much stuff to do and we're just ripping and running. And it's funny because even the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years, I have really gotten more into college football than versus NFL. So it's like, okay, if a game's on, you know, I watch it if, you know, if I'm just sitting around not doing anything. But I really have actually, you know, become more, you know, just in love with college football. And I guess maybe it's just their drive and, you know, them wanting to get to the NFL. But, you know, it just
it is more interesting. I just don't have time for it. But, yeah, I you know what, I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, man. But I definitely feel you on that, just not having time to do it. And it's like, you know, again, it's like, all right, well, hey, I got, you know, a couple thousand dollars to make on this job. So, you know, sports can wait, or, you know, hit the DVR on it. So, mm-hmm.
Yes, don't worry. And someday, hopefully, I'll be able to retire early, and then I can watch all the sports I want.
Hey, I'm telling you, hey, it's nothing like it, because, you know, to be honest with you, like, me and my wife, you know, we split time between, you know, we go back to Atlanta every now and then, but we moved to Costa Rica in December of last year, and so we've been into Costa Rica, and, you know, we were just like, you know, let's speed up our process of just moving and trying something new, you know. And so I got a job
that,
because I got bored. So
no, it's funny you say that, because I've been thinking about going to Costa Rica out for vacation, man. I've been talking about that for about a year now. Hopefully I can pull the trigger if I have some time, but man, I hear it's beautiful out that way.
It is. It definitely is. We stay in a town called Grecia, and that's in the Central Valley area, which is kind of, we're probably about an hour away from the capital, from San Jose. A lot of people, you know, and we even have friends that hit us up like, hey, we coming to Costa Rica. And I'm like, okay, so where are you guys staying? And they're like, oh, we're in Guanacaste, which Guanacaste province is like the Pacific side. That's where all like the Hard Rock Cafe and all the, you know, resorts are and stuff. But, you know, that's like, it's almost a 5-hour drive for us. And Costa Rica, they don't have like a developed like highway system like the States. So you're going to be spending the majority of your time on like just roads. And so it's like, all right, you might hit traffic, and it's rainy season right now. So you might come past a mudslide, or, you know, might be a bridge washed out or something. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like it could be a number of things.
They got real issues over there, huh?
You know, but honestly, we wouldn't trade it for the world, because we really do enjoy ourselves here.
Man, I hear you. I love to travel. In theory, I love to travel. I got a phobia with planes that I've been battling with just recently. My wife loves to travel too, so she convinced me to. I get on these planes with her, and I'm like a little kid, man. I hold her hand. I don't talk. I'm just freaking out the whole ride, but I'm doing it, man, because I love to go to different countries and just, you know, just learn the culture, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's so awesome just getting to know a lot of people. We've, you know, met, you know, more people from the U.S., but also just still, you know, meeting our, you know, what they call Ticos, which are Costa Ricans, but our Tico neighbors, everyone is cool, and, you know, we go and meet their parents and have lunch, and, I mean, we have a ball here. It's truly awesome and so much less stress. Yeah.
Okay.
So I am good. I got everything I needed off of that page, and, yeah, and we can go ahead and process this payment real quick, and I can get the email sent over to you, and I'm going to also walk you through, because you're going to get a text message, and that's just with the terms and conditions. And so I'm just going to do a quick voice verification, and this is, you know, just basically recapping, you know, everything that we talked about. And again, this is going to be recorded because, you know, we want to just protect you as, you know, the consumer, and just, you know, also protection for us. So I'm just going to ask you a couple. And I'm just going to ask you a couple quick questions. Most of them will be yes or no, or I understand, you know, and so that's all it is. And boom, move through, take your payment and process everything, and we will be good to go. So, Eric, so please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Midwest Elite Restoration.
Okay. All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Eric Alonzo, and I am the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter in this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. Are you an authorized user on the billing of the account of this, you know, of your whatever credit card, yes, debit card that you're going to use? Okay. Are there any other authorized users on the billing account?
No.
Okay. All right. And in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you actively are involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, or text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And hiring Local Splash is a certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement? Just meaning that if you decide to hire another company or do anything else for marketing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which today's date, 9/23/2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, fees, additional click fees, call fees, or any charges of its kind. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And this is, it will be just a reoccurring payment that will take place on the 23rd of every month. And if you decide that you want to pause or cancel the services, just follow up with us at least 3 days before today's date. So that would, you know, it'd be at least on the 20th. And you can, and you'll have all this information. You'll have our phone number and email, but just reach out to our client services, customer service team, if you choose to, you know, cancel or, you know, pause your subscription. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And one last thing, your reminder, you know, you're going to get an email and a text, just a reminder for your onboarding appointment with our onboarding team. And so you're going to, once you get that text, it's going to be an hour before. So just in case you need to, you know, move it back or whatever, it should be an option in there to reschedule it, or just send an email back and, you know, just let them know if you need to reschedule out. Okay. And that is it for that end. And
okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to cut you off. No, if you could give me a second here, because I let my wife use my debit card, and
okay,
I need to call her so I can get that from her. So if you could,
okay,
brief pause, all right?
Yeah, no worries. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Just bear with me. She's getting that information for me right now. Okay.
No worries. No worries. Take your time. Take your time. Let's see.
All right.
Okay.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Okay. And is that going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
That is a... what is this? This is a Visa, I think.
Okay. Let's see. Give
me a second, actually, because she just sent me a picture of it. So.
Okay. No worries.
I'm going to have to ask her. She just sent me the picture of the back, which is, has all the information. So give me a second.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, it's a MasterCard.
Okay, let me get back. Let me get back to that page here. And let me put that back. And duplicate that. Okay. And got MasterCard. Okay, I'm ready for the card number here. You can go ahead.
54-24-32-23-33-06-95-11.
Okay. I'm going to read it back to you, make sure I got everything right. It's going to be 54-24-32-23-33-06-95-11.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right. And what's the expiration for that card?
That's 0926.
Okay. 0926. All right. And what's your security code for that card?
676.
676. Okay. Let me see. All right, and is that billing back to the 657 Fieldcrest Drive, Unit A?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Good deal. And update that. All right, and I am about to just process this just for the 249. That's all we're doing today. No other additional hidden charges, fees, taxes, anything like that. So that's all I'm going to get from you here, my man. And that is processed there, and that should be kicking back in just a second. And you're going to get a text message in just a moment. So the text message is going to be this, the terms and conditions. And so when you see that text, just click on it for me. It's going to have a link in there, and I'll have you open that up so I can walk you through. And it's just, again, it's just terms and conditions, everything that we discuss. And I just want to get you a copy of that sent out and get it signed there. So just let me know when you see that come through. All right, Eric, you see that that when we sent a copy of your invoice to the email? Okay. All right, and if you just click that link there that says my local splash terms, and it has the number there, it's going to take you to a web page. And again, this is just telling us, all the services and everything that we offer, and any type of potential upgrades that you want to do, like maybe LSA, like if you want to run like local service ads and all that stuff. So this is just a, update, has your phone number, also what we're charging right here. So we have payments for the local bundle, which is $149. And then again, $100 of that will go to, you know, your allocation for your Facebook ads. And if you click the little button down there, it should say, I certify that I'm authorized holder and signed under the credit card. If you can click that for me and then just type in your name as it's listed right there for Eric Alonso.
All right. Took care of it.
Okay. All right. Good deal. And that actually just came back to me. And you should have an email that is, should be the first email. It should say, hey, welcome to Local Splash. So you should have that email in there because it just went through. And then you should have an email also from me with the calendar invite for your onboarding. So that should be in your email, and then you'll get another email in probably about 30 or 45 minutes just with your, you know, your invoice with the recap of everything that we, you know, discussed today. So you are good to go, brother. I appreciate your, you know, us trusting us and doing business with you. And, you know, I definitely stay in contact and, you know, and check up on you in a few days. You know, I like to set, you know, follow-ups probably about 3 or 4 days after your onboarding. So I'll, you know, definitely send you an email or, you know, reach out to you via phone and just make sure that everything is going good. And, you know, if you got any questions, I sent you a text with my number. And also from my email is actually attached to the Media Maker too. So just in case you need anything in between time, you know, definitely don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I'm here to help you out, man. And again, I appreciate you, Eric. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I got a quick question. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I clicked on
the
link, it brings me to a portal. I don't have that information.
No. You don't have to worry about that. That's the portal, the dashboard portal. And so when our onboarding team set it up, it usually takes them about 5 to 7 days to set up your online portal access. And then they'll give you the link and the login. So you don't have to worry about that. You can close it out. Yeah. Yep. So you're good to go.
Somebody calling me right now.
Okay. You can answer it if you want to. It might be somebody from my onboarding team, but you can answer it if you want to.
All right. Well, thank you, Manny. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Eric. I hope you have a good weekend, man, and stay safe with your wife, and y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you. Same to you,
thanks,
sir. Bye.
Okay, bro. Bye-bye.